Playing the Radical Latino Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands in the air for New York's very own.
Radical
Latino is taking you to another level.
I think there's more radical than Steve-O.
Radical Latino, you're buffing it.
The radical point of views, I think his views are actually more dangerous.
He will spare, let him know, he will spare. So let me show them that.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, Radical Latino. What is going on? I am coming back at y'all with another episode, episode 205. So give a huge, huge shout out to y'all. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, sharing this podcast, listening to your boy, you know what I mean? Like, hitting me up and all that. Listen, I know I'm a little late. I said I'm gonna do it every 2 weeks and all that other stuff. I gotcha. My fault. It's just that a lot of things I just come together, but I'm still trying to find out some time and give y'all the business. You feel what I'm saying? Try to give y'all what it is and all that. But huge shout out to y'all. Remember, go and share this podcast with everybody that you know. It's, you know, the Radical Latino. I'm saying, also real quick, a couple of updates of the documentary. It's coming along great. I got a couple of new things that I'm setting up. The documentary is coming along fantastic. The only thing I might need later on is a little bit more speaking individuals that are don't mind coming up on camera and speaking, and then it'll pretty much be a wrap. And then I can move on to my next venture that I really, really want to do. But that's going to be later on, and I'll let you guys know about that later on. Second of all, also, your boy got monetized again. So your boy, I don't know if I said it last week, but I'm going to say it this week. Your boy's monetized again on YouTube, so definitely shout out to me. Thank you so much. It's been really hectic and insane that one of my videos that keeps on going up on viewership, I'm not getting no money off of it. I'm like, God damn it. You know, it's about that Dominican girl going crazy. So apparently that video is extremely popular. And it's just, now I'm getting money off of it. So definitely shout out to that crazy Dominican girl and the Dominican family. You know, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And also, yo, yesterday I did a live, right? I was breaking down and going through the debate that Dr. Cologne had and this other guy named Truth Savior. So they had a debate. It was extremely respectful debate. You know, you guys should definitely go check it out. It's on Dr. Cologne's channel, I believe. It's Dr. Cologne, True Elements of Hip Hop, or whatever, how his channel is named. But I'm telling you, go definitely check it out. And the thing that I'm not understanding is it seems like there's a war against Latinos sharing their own history. You know, we have definitely been a part, and Dr. Cologne proves this in that debate and also on his private channel, where Latinos have been a part of history, have been included into certain things with other Black Americans and even Black people in general. And it seems like people don't like to give that acknowledgement, or for some reason it seems like if the acknowledgement is given, that means they're erasing their culture. I don't know what it is, but it's something very, very weird and very interesting that I'm starting to like basically see, because you don't see this in any other ethnic race or culture where other people have contributed to it and they acknowledge it. But for some reason, when it comes to this subject, it's just, y'all never did anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just very, very strange to me. But I don't know. It might be the hate. It might be the jealousy. I have no idea what it is. It might not just be anything. It just might be racism against Latinos. I have no idea what it is. But it's something very interesting that I'm, noticing. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, definitely go check it out. definitely go support Brother Colon, because he's actually doing the Lord's work out here, you know, dismantling these goddamn lies. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so going to our first topic is P. Diddy on the run. Oh my God. So this is basically another example of a man, of a titan, someone that is doing their thing on top of the game, doing what they have to do, already getting blackballed. Not only blackballed, not blackballed, but they're getting accused of something that happened years ago with no proof whatsoever. And for some reason now, we all have to believe it now. For some reason now, he's the bad guy. We all have to believe it. And, you know, if you don't believe it, then it's screw you. You know what I'm saying? You're the reason why the world is the way it is. You know what I'm saying? So I can't seem to understand this whole, you know, believe all women and Me Too movement is all BS. I understand there's individuals who do go through certain issues. There are individuals who go through certain traumas. Yes. But don't tell me your trauma happened and then out of nowhere you wait 30 years to start accusing somebody. That makes no sense. And by history standards, we've seen certain accusers, especially on the Cosby case, certain accusers get found that they were lying. They were completely lying. Their dates were all messed up. The events never proved that the events never even happened. And some of these accusers even said out of their own mouth verbatim, "Oh yeah, I was lying for attention." Like, come on now. That makes no type of sense. So now Diddy apparently is being accused with Cassie, and not only Cassie, but multiple other women now, and that's saying that he is running a sex ring operation. He's running this with drugs and everything like that, and they're not showing no proof whatsoever. Now there's been rumors of Diddy being, you know, a little sassy, you know what I'm saying, going to these little questionable parties with other individuals, other men. Diddy being okay with or cool with certain individuals with power who are into those type of games and the type of lifestyle. So we know this already has happened. We've known there's been rumors about it, but nobody has really, you know, pretty much confirmed it. But now this thing comes out. Basically, it was basically a curveball, comes out of nowhere. You know, first of all, these type of things, they're said that first, we've seen it, when a man gets accused of it, you don't need no evidence, you don't need nothing, you just need a woman with, you know, some BS story who feels like she's done wrong, and people just run along with it. You know what I mean? I think the latest one was with Vince McMahon and Brock Lesnar. They ended up finding out that Brock Lesnar was completely innocent, but Vince McMahon was into some deep sick shit. You know what I mean? And apparently, you know, Vince McMahon they not only prove that Vince McMahon has done something, but they also prove that it was all consensual with this individual. But now she is retracting everything back, saying that no, it wasn't consensual, it was actually it was forced. And now she's no, you're an adult, you decided and you wanted these things to happen, so how come now out of nowhere they can't? You know what I'm saying? That makes literally no type to me. It literally makes no type of sense. It makes no type of sense. And it seems like nowadays is like a war against men, just going after men and men and men and men and men, and we literally have no shot whatsoever in order to combat all of this. You feel what I'm saying? So it's weird. So the whole Diddy situation, that's what he's being accused of. And we've seen from previous accusations where individuals get accused, they get arrested first, and then they're given the the piece of paper that what they're getting accused of, get bailed out and all this other stuff, but they never get raided. But for some reason, Diddy's home in New York, Miami, and I believe in California as well, all three got raided all at the same time. So this must mean like they were really, you know, looking for certain thing. They have a certain amount of evidence, and this is something that has been going in the ether for a while now. From what I've heard other police officers say, a raid doesn't go on from one day to the next. This is an investigation that needs to persist, and then you're going to have enough evidence in order to give a judge to approve a raid. And if you're going to do a raid all simultaneously, you need a bunch of approval from each judge, from each county, from each state that you're going to do the raid at, to approve that. If you don't have that, then it doesn't happen. You feel what I'm saying? So it seems to me that this is a larger story than a couple of women are accusing him. I'm going to definitely keep an eye and my ear down to feed you more information. But that right there seems to me that it's something different. Now, Diddy himself has been, you know, there was rumors that his private jet went to the Bahamas, to one of the places where there's no extradition. If that hasn't been proven so far, because I haven't heard any stories, but the only arrest that they've made was to his one of his drug dealer friends or whatever the case is, and I think two of his sons that got arrested but then got bailed out, released. But they haven't arrested Diddy yet. But there's rumors of him up in the Bahamas. If that is so. Then Diddy, shout out to you. That means you know either you did it and you're running, or that's because he's doing it because he doesn't like this perception and this little mind game that they're playing. And that's right for that. That's understandable. Nobody wants to be guilty and then be proven innocent, you know, because let's be honest, in public perception, you are going to be guilty first, and then you have to prove your innocence later. Look what happened to Brad Pitt. Not Brad Pitt. I'm sorry, my fault. Look what Johnny Depp. Look what happened to Johnny Depp. He was in the media. He was guilty. He was a woman beater. Oh my God, a woman beat. He beat. But then he decided to know what we're gonna do. I'm a countersuit, and that was televised. And guess what ended up happening? The whole dynamic changed. Amber Heard, her lies started to fall apart. People that she trusted were going basically saying, yeah, she lied, and I saw her with the you know, the evil grin of her wanting to lie. So yeah, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So this, we've already seen these type of things happen. So like I said, it seems like it's a lot bigger than a couple of women accusing Diddy of doing whatever he did. If you are, for what I know, if you're raiding a person's house out of nowhere, you need weeks and weeks and months of evidence. You know what I'm saying? This doesn't happen overnight like you guys think it does. That's not how it goes down. But anyway, let me go to my next topic. And by the way, I will keep you guys up to date on the Diddy situation. Now, Candace Owens. Now, Candace Owens, apparently she got her little Negro wake-up call, which really, I don't believe it is, and I don't think that she sees it that way. But apparently she got fired from the Daily Wire, right? And a lot of people are saying, like, you see? She got her little wake-up call. No, not really, because to be completely honest, what did she get a wake-up call from? Okay, she was working for a white organization, a conservative white organization, and she could probably still get hired through Fox News and everything like that. So it's probably still gonna be the same thing. You know what I'm saying? She didn't get no wake-up call. It's not that big of a deal like certain people think it is. But the thing is that Candace Owens got fired by from the Daily Wire, and the reason why she got fired is because of her thoughts on Israel and their little war that's happening right now with the Palestinians and stuff. So there's a lot of people who are against what Israel is doing, and they're voicing their opinion. Now, the thing is, for people who might not know, the owner of the Daily Wire is Ben Shapiro, who is a Jewish individual. And it seems like he must have not liked the words that was coming out of Candace Owens' mouth. He didn't like the takes that she was doing or giving, and decided to basically terminate her contract. I don't know the legality of it, but it seems like it might be something big. Like Candace might get a severance package that might be a little bit bigger than what she probably thought or anybody would have thought of, you know. But it's weird because guess what? After this individual, Tucker Carlson got either fired or he left Fox News. I don't know which one it was, but after whatever, he's no longer employed in Fox News. He actually started exploding and doing his own content and started getting paid a lot more than he did in Fox News. You know, he's interviewing individuals that Fox News can't get. He's interviewing Putin. He's interviewing, Andrew Tate. He's interviewing all these really fringe people who are out there who do have a voice, who people do listen to, who share somewhat conservative views, but yet Fox News is unable to get them for whatever reason, you know. And if they do get them, they're probably going to have to, hey, you got to have to pay a huge back for it. You know what I mean? So this is what Tucker Carlson is able to do outside of the Fox News, you know, threshold, you know. And he's on X. He's interviewing Alex Jones and all these other people. So he is shown that you can do this. It is possible to have a career outside of these little, media global corporations. Now the Daily Wire is not that big of a corporation like a Fox News. The Daily Wire is not something huge or monstrous to the point where, oh my god, we have to, you know, the Daily Wire is it's saying that no, these individuals go viral on different type of topics because they insert themselves in conversations, you know what I mean? Nobody's really going into the Daily Wire like that. That's the reason why you guys think that when these little documentaries come out that are, you know, pretty hot and heavy on the Daily Wire, why you think a lot of the Daily Wire wants you guys to become a member first, and you have to pay monthly or yearly and stuff in order to watch the video. You know what I'm saying? Because they're lacking memberships. Of course they're lacking memberships, and their whole premise is to be like a Netflix, a conservative Netflix. They don't get that many. I don't believe they have that many subscribers, because if they did, they would not be only on YouTube. And I get it. YouTube is a marketing platform. I totally understand. But don't tell me that you have subscribers subscribing to your thing, to your news organization, and you can see the same thing that you just saw in your news organization website free on YouTube. What's the point of me being a member then? What exclusivity am I having besides documentaries and some bullshit fan films? You know what I'm saying? That makes literally no type of sense. I would understand if you put part of it on YouTube and then, hey, want to see the rest? Go to the Daily Wire, become a member. But nah, none of that is happening. You feel me? None of that's happening. So I don't believe their retention rate for viewership crossover is as high as it is. And I don't think Candace Owens was getting the bag the way she was. So I think, to be honest, I think this is a blessing, the fact that she got fired. I think this is a blessing. And I believe that she's going to make a lot more money. If she does it in the individual route, the independent route, oh my God. You know how many companies are going to be running to Candace Owens? The fact that she's a conservative and she brings in a lot of ears and traffic, who cares about your stance? Look what Spotify did with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is very, he's a very conservative individual. You know what I mean? Well, to be honest, his guest is, and they bring a lot of hot and heavy topics. People were going crazy when he went to Spotify, and then he came with 200 something million or whatever the case is. The fact is that once you could bring in that audience, and the company doesn't care what kind of values you have, as long as it brings in dollars. They know what it is, and they know the backlash that they're gonna get, and they calculated for that. As long as you bring in dollars, and guess what? Joe Rogan was bringing in them dollars. Joe Rogan was bringing in them dollars. Let's see if Candace Owens can do the same, if she has the same audience retention crossover. A lot of other people have it, like Joe Budden. He has the audience retention crossover. You know, when he goes from YouTube to Patreon and all this other stuff, even his little fiasco when he fired in the little beef with his two close friends and that became co-hosts, that, you know, he started losing a lot of people, but then he gained them back up, kept on doing his thing, but he still has the attention crossover because he went to Spotify and came back to YouTube, and the attention crossover was still there. So there's a couple of people that can do it. There's not that many that can. I'm gonna just keep it 1,000. There's not that many that can. Like, for example, academics. I don't think academics really has that audience attention crossover the way he might, or certain people might think that he have. For example, he was having a live podcast at Rolling Loud, I believe, and literally nobody showed up to it. Literally no one. There was probably, you could literally count them maybe with one hand. There was nobody there. You know, and he stood, and when he was in, Everyday Struggle, after Joe left, they were just counting on him for them numbers. And guess what? I believe them numbers were dwindling, because when you have Joe Budden and an antagonist with academics, another antagonist, but he's very, very vicious with his opinions, they're going to start clashing. So that was very entertaining. Of course, the numbers are going to be there. But when one leaves and you don't have nothing like that, of course, people are going to... Academics can't hold something on his own like that, some big production. No. No, they can't. So that's why they gave him an exclusive deal. Spotify is not paying Ack the way Joe Rogan is or anything like that. They're probably giving him a good amount, but it's because of a podcast, and people are going to tune into that depending on the guests that he has and all this other stuff. And he is crossing over, and he already crossed over to that interviewer landscape. But again, I don't believe academics has the good retention or audience retention turnover the way other individuals have. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, maybe he's not that charismatic. Maybe he isn't the way, you know what I'm saying? But other people like Fresh and Fit, they have that. You know what I'm saying? But let's see if Candace Owens has that, because I don't think Candace Owens is going to go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Candace Owens is going to go the way of certain individuals who got fired from their job or whatever the case is. I don't think that's the case. And I don't believe that that's something that's going to happen. And again, a lot of people were talking about, oh my God, there's her Negro wake-up call. This is her Negro wake-up. Who cares? Who really cares? Now people care about it. Like, you really think she can't go to sleep at night because she got her little new girl wake-up call? Come on now. Let's be more brighter than this. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let me know what you guys think in the comments down below. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Tell me if she did get her little Negro wake-up call, maybe she didn't. I don't know. But anyway, without further ado, let's go on to our main topic. Are men lacking masculinity? That's our main topic right now. The reason why I decided to make a episode on masculinity and men is because I'm starting to see a lot of with these red pill spaces, these dating coaches. I'm even seeing certain individuals on YouTube having these little, you know, 1 minute type of dates, and I'm seeing a lot of men lacking on certain things that women are basically rejecting them on. And not only when it comes to women, it comes to also men lacking in certain things. Certain individuals, certain men like to keep women in a pedestal, thinking that once they keep them on the pedestal, that's when, you know, oh, I'm able to get the vagina or whatever the case is, which is not necessarily true. You know, no woman wants to be, you know, on a pedestal and thinking that, oh, because one day I'm gonna get, you know, women are not dumb. They're very socially aware when it comes to men's advances. We're not. We're very just one mind driven, one focus. That's it. Women had to adapt socially. They had to adapt and be socially aware to understand, you know, their surroundings, because that's what survival is. You know, that's what survival is. That's what needs to happen, you know. And men are very just focused, one track minded, driven, because they need to conquer at this time. They need to you know, they need to do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give you a quote on, first of all, I heard that Joe Rogan, and then I started basically seeing it on Twitter. Basically, this quote is, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. And this is basically like a circle. And I believe this quote is from a novel, author of G. Michael Humph. And it sums up the circularity of vision between history, and it's pretty much, you know, true, and also it pretty much points the finger at us, basically saying that, you know, when those times are strong, they make us strong, and we in order to combat that, we make it good, which makes those men weak, the upcoming man of each generation weak. And again, because either we don't carry those same values over or whatever. But to me, you know, I'm not gonna talk about, you know, how masculinity is toxic or whatever the case is. That's not something I'm gonna talk, because I don't believe there's such thing as toxic masculinity. Now, are there certain individuals or certain people who do portray certain levels of toxicity in their masculinity? Probably one or two, but it's not the overall arching factor of it. If anything, you know, there are some examples of toxic masculinity, and there's plenty, and I mean plenty, of examples of toxic femininity out there. When women lie that they're pregnant by the dude that they're not, when they want more money on child support because they want to go out, not for the kid, when women take a dude, go out on a dude on a day, and they want, and they're willing to be traditional that day, and they don't pay for the date, the guy pays for everything, and then these women don't talk to him whatsoever no more because she was hungry that day. You know, these are examples of toxic femininity, and a lot of men have experienced that. A lot of men who know women's nature doesn't bother them whatsoever. They just know it's part of the game, and they just keep on moving forward. Other men, you know, they harbor those negative sentiments, and I feel so sorry for whatever woman crosses their path, because they're going to become the rage-filled chasm of verbal insults when it comes to that man that crosses that female. My bad, that he doesn't represent all men, you know what I'm saying? But also, there was another quote that I wanted to basically say and read. Basically, it basically says, the most dangerous person is a lonely, broke man. Basically, meaning that this man has no drive, has no reason to do what he needs to do. He's not getting women whatsoever. Basically, all the functions and desires, the primal desires that men pretty much seek out, this man is lacking. When you're alone, come on, men are very social creatures. You know, not getting any women, that's what men are usually looking for. Trying to look for women, trying to talk to women, the different ways to approach women, the different ways to even just to even start and put your one foot in the door, just to start the conversation asking, hey, what's up, how you doing? You know, that right there, you know, all men want to do that. This individual accent, and on top of that, they're alone. Dude, that is a disaster waiting to happen. And why you think the majority of these individuals who are mass shooters and they go out of their way to do that, majority of the time are lonely, single men, you know? And you know, even we have, I believe a couple of years ago, even this dude, I forgot his name, but he was an incel, like the incel shooter or whatever the case is, that shot up a college. He was complaining about women. He was complaining about how women dynamics and all this other stuff. So that's what this quote basically says, you know. And there, let's be honest, there's a lot of men out there who are lacking on a lot of things that they need to improve that will make them a choosable candidate to whatever woman, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you need money or whatever the case is, because there's a lot of women who will sleep with a bum. Trust me, you don't believe me? Go outside and tell me how many single mothers y'all see. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, had a kid with a bum, but I didn't find out until I slept with him. You know what I'm saying? Come on, there's a lot of single mothers out there. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of single mothers who do the stupidest thing, who do the same mistake twice. You feel me? So again, you know, there's a lot of things that men are lacking. Now, the four things that I like to pretty much adhere to and what I believe are, you know, qualities in a masculine man who is, you're showing masculinity, is to lead, respect, improve, and love. Now, why do I put in those four things? I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, every man needs to be a leader. Now, I'm not talking about that needs to be a boss and all that other stuff. You could still be a worker, a soldier at your job or whatever the case is, but make sure that you're a leader at your home. Your home is your castle. Let's keep it 1,000. Your home is your castle. You are driving this castle to victory. Okay? If you're not a leader at your own goddamn home, then there is something lacking in that aspect of it. There's something lacking. You could even, let's be very honest, and this could be a little cerebral, but if you're not a leader at your own home when you live by yourself, there's a lot of people that probably just was like, wait, what you mean? I'm not a leader at my own home, but I live on my own though. But no, hold up. If your bad habits are controlling you, meaning that you got roaches all over the place because you haven't washed the dishes for 2 weeks. You know, you're always going for takeout because you don't care about cooking. You haven't made the bed. Your place smells. Your lights about to get cut off because you do have the money, but you're too lazy to pay for it. This is what I mean. That you need to be a leader. even if you live on your own, if your bad habits are controlling that, then you're losing everything else. You're losing that. That says a lot. You're losing everything else. So lead. That's number one. You need to lead. And I don't mean that you need to go to your girlfriend if you live with her, your wife if you live with her. Oh, you should be living with your wife. You know, talking about, I need to lead, bitch. No, no, no. You got to lead by example. You don't have to say things. You just got to do it. If they question you, just don't even have to say that much. You're like, hey, I got this. Let me do my thing. You know, hopefully it's going to be successful. And they start seeing like, okay, I should let, women are going to let their femininity get shown because they know you got this, you know, because you led and you also led by example. You feel me? That's very, very, very important. And also, it's very important where you know you're leading to. There's a lot of women out here that you ask them what you bring to the table, and they're like, I am the table. No, first of all, what are the functions of a table? The functions of a table is to hold things. A lot of times it's to hold important things, precious things, things that need attention, things that are very important. If you tell me that you are the table, but your lifestyle isn't, I'm not seeing nothing important that you're holding up. If your lifestyle is all over the place and raggedy, this table is wobbly. What's going on? You are the table, but shit, you an IKEA table because this shit comes pre-assembled. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean by that? And there's a lot of women that go like, oh, I am the table, but there's a lot of women that will be not, they won't turn into that pre-assembled table. It will be that, you know, that Bob's Furniture, you know what I'm saying, Lowe's type of already table, already built and sturdy. Why? Because they already see you leading. And guess what? If you're leading this household into a prosperous, good, beneficial place together, well, she's gonna be the table all day. She's gonna be holding things up. And there's a lot of women that like to say, I am the table, but they don't have experience holding important things up. They don't have experience on holding a relationship. They don't have an experience on holding a good job. They don't have an experience of holding a healthy relationship, a healthy partnership. They don't have experience in that. So don't tell me that you are the table, but again, you come pre-assembled and you wild wobbly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put the table one way, you're leaning from the other way. You know what I'm saying? That's a table that's already problematic. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm leaning the table this way. No, the table wants to lean that way. You know what I'm saying? Oh no, there's no connection here. I'm not gonna be with this table no more. You know what I'm saying? So that's one big thing. You gotta lead. And you gotta lead by example and know where you're going. You feel me? Now the second thing is respect. You not only have to show respect to others, but you gotta respect your damn self. How do you respect yourself? Oh, probably you're like, oh, I respect myself all the time. And yet you smoke. You're always drinking. Your liver is shot to shit. You're fat as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You're balding probably. So if you don't respect yourself and actually take care of yourself, then nobody's gonna actually, you know, give you the time of day. They're not gonna, oh, fuck it. If he doesn't respect himself, why should I? You feel me? Respect, that's another thing. And you gotta learn how to do that. That's another thing, you gotta learn how to do it. Self-care is extremely important. Sometimes a lot of, some of us is already there, but mentally, y'all all over the place. Y'all all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Mental self-care is also something good as well. Mental self-care is something very important that all men need to do. You feel me? I'm not talking about just talking to a therapist or whatever just one time and it just... No. Actually talking to somebody that's a professional and be like, this is what my issues are, what's up, and actually, because this is something women like to self-improve a lot, and they don't mind doing it on their own. Men, we have that issue that we're like, nah, I'll take care of it, and that shit never gets done. No, we shouldn't be like that. We shouldn't be that hard-headed. We shouldn't be to the point where, you know, we get stabbed, and 4 weeks later, now we want to go to the hospital because we're getting the skin is gangrenous. You know what I'm saying? A lot of men like to do that. You know what I'm saying? And that goes a lot along with respect. You have to learn how to respect yourself. You have to learn how to self-improve, because that comes a lot with respect. And then you learn to respect others. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a very, you know, charismatic, go-lucky individual, bro. If I go into a place, I say what's up to everybody. I could care less if you're like the higher ups to the lower. What's up? What's going on? What's up? How you doing? What's up? What's up? What's up? You know what I'm saying? Because that goes a long way. That goes a long way. You can even have a very small conversation with an individual. Yo, what's going on, man? You don't even know this person. What's going on, man? What's up? How you been? How's your weekend? And, oh yeah, you know what's up? I did this and this and this and this. Oh, for real? You did that? I never did that before. How is that? How you do that? What was the first time? You know what I'm saying? That's how you go along with it. That's how you start. You know what I'm saying? And that is, and then from there, like, obviously, you're gonna give respect to somebody that you just met, that you're talking to, because at the end of the day, why would you not give them respect? You know what I'm saying? That goes a long way. Being very charismatic and learning and talking to new people, that says a lot. That goes a very long way, I'm telling y'all. So definitely respect. Now improve, which went along with respect. Improve. You have to not only improve yourself, but improve your lifestyle. Improve your lifestyle. Yeah, a lot of people probably be like, yeah, I seen you radical, you fat as fuck, bro. Hey, I'm eating right. Nah, let me stop. Nah, this shit, bro, you haven't seen me in a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm losing this event. I'm getting my bodybuilding back, a body back. I gotta take a lot of steps. I'm just playing. No, but improve yourself, but also improve your lifestyle. That says a lot. That says a lot when it comes to masculinity. That says a lot, because you're not only self-diagnosing yourself and self-analyzing, and you're looking at all the issues. You know what the issues are, and you know what the solutions is. Stop being lazy as shit and do it. You feel me? Stop being lazy as shit and do it. You know how many people I knew working at wherever I worked at that used to go to break and come back high as hell, come back drunk, and all that, still did their job and all that, but they did it at a very slow pace. When they came in, they were happy-go-lucky, it is what it is, but then when they went to that break room, they went outside, smoked that bogey, drank that shot or that cup, and they come back all like, yeah, what's going on, bro? Come on. That's lack of self-improvement. No self-righteous person is going to be doing shit like that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be smoking or drinking. That's what you want to do. Do it at your own time, at a proper time. Okay? Don't let it control you. That's not improvement. That's the disaster. Okay? You don't tell me that it's like a construction site. Don't tell me that you're building a home, but then I see all the bricks and gravel and all that other shit all over the place, and the only thing you got up is the rebar. That doesn't make sense. Talking about, oh, is an improvement. Improvement to what? To the empty lot of shit that I had before? You know what I'm saying? So you have to self-improve, and that says a lot. Not only to you, but women will see that. Women will see that. And then I'm going to go to the next thing is love. Learn to love. Now and check this out. I understand the red pill ideology of, well, if I cheat, I'm still loving my wife and I can still do my thing, but it's closed on her end and open on my, that's stupid. That's completely dumb. And I'm gonna tell y'all why. Because once you've crossed that line of cheating, that means that respect factor that you got for your shorty for your wife is gone. It's over. Let's be honest. It's over. Because now you could think about, and let's be honest, because now you're thinking, oh, I could do whatever. She ain't gonna know. Or if she does know, oh, I could do whatever. I could basically do this and this and this and this, and she's gonna allow it because she's cool with this whole thing. I bet you 100% she ain't. She ain't cool with that. A lot of red pill, like that Myron dude from Fresh and Fit. Yo, I got an open relationship. I could care less. That's stupid. The one thing, I don't believe that. And the way he is, I do not believe that. But if he does, it is what it is. That shit is not going to last long. I'm telling you that right now. No self-respecting woman is going to allow that. No self-respecting woman is going to allow her main dude, who's high commodity. Yeah, he has a lot of options. What's part of not... First of all, if you are a well-to-do man, you got your stuff together, you're masculine, guess what? Having self-respect and also not falling into lust from any little hoe out here, that says a lot. That says a lot about self-improvement and also loving yourself. That says a lot. So, yeah, be having self-control, not just putting your joint or whatever, that says a lot. So, yes, that shouldn't be that shouldn't be a reason, justification of, oh, I'm a high value man, I'm gonna cheat. No, that's stupid. That's very dumb. Not all men think like that. Again, certain men might do it, certain men might pull it off because they have a certain lifestyle. It is what it is. But again, that's extremely stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because if you have love not only for yourself but for your partner, you're not gonna be doing those dumb shit like that. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 1,000. That's not gonna happen. And on top of that, that you're gonna lose respect for that person. I've done it when I was younger. I've done it. I was in relationships and I stepped out and I did my thing. I lost respect for both of them. And I could basically do whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? I could basically do whatever I want. And that's how I thought, because it was a very selfish mentality. It gives you a very selfish mentality when you start doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But and also another gem of masculinity to improve it. Men, you have to go to the gym. I'm telling you, you have to go to the gym. Why? Because not only will you start meeting like-minded individuals around your way, you'll also start improving your physical. You start improving the way you look. You start improving the way you think. I'm telling you, going to the gym and actually working out, not being on the phone or whatever, and actually working out, going to the gym and actually busting your ass down to whatever you need to do, actually doing that will actually, you'll start seeing self-improvement. It's very therapeutic. I'm telling you, I've said this so many times before, going to the gym is very therapeutic, but you have to have the mentality to do that. You have to have the mentality to actually go there and say, let's do this, and succumb to it. And you're going to start seeing that your mind-body connection. And then the longer you keep on going, if you get to the part when I started bodybuilding and shit, you start having a mind body to weight connection. And a lot of people who aren't in the gym or workout, you might not know what I'm talking about. How you get a mind to body to weight connection? Trust me. Talk to a lot of bodybuilders. Talk to a lot of gym rats. They know exactly what I'm talking about. That mind to body to weight connection says a lot. Man, let me give you guys a quick story. I lost a lot of interest to going to the gym. Like, I literally completely lost it. I didn't really want to go anymore because I lost the motivation, right? It wasn't until maybe, I'm going to keep it 1,000, until this new adventure that I started, this new job, that I actually was like, yo, let me just go back into it. And it's been already 3 months that I've got back into it. I'm losing weight, lost weight, lost like a good 15 pounds. And that mind to body to weight connection came back. And now I'm starting to get addicted to the gym again. I'm starting to get addicted to actually watching my weight and watching my thing. I'm starting to get addicted to the steel, to the plates and all this other. I'm starting to get addicted again. And I like that feeling because I'm starting to feel like my old self again. You feel me? So I'm telling you guys, the mind to body to weight connection is a real thing, but you won't have it if you won't go to the gym. You have to go to the gym. And there was a report that also came out that said men are lacking testosterone levels for the first time in 50 years. The average testosterone level for an average 30-year-old was somewhere around 800 to 500. Now it's somewhere between 100 and 300. So they determined this to a lot of factors. Bad eating. They also determined this because of your environment. A lot of things happen because of your environment, guys. Your testosterone levels is probably going down because of your environment. Check this out. If you have a plastic water bottle with you or whatever the case is, and you always see that free BPE, that means that back in them days, they used to have this they used to have another manufacturing practice for plastic, and they found out that the longer you had that plastic bottle, it started degrading. And what it did was it started degrading inside of the water, started shooting little micrograms of plastic inside the water. And these are very tiny, tiny, tiny microscopic micrograms that's already breaking down from the plastic water bottle. And the longer you had that plastic water bottle, the more micrograms you were putting into yourself while you're drinking water, refilling it, to the point where they showed that those little chemicals actually reduce testosterone levels and increase estrogen levels in men. And also the soy milk, soy products also do the same thing. So it has a lot to do. Men, I'm telling y'all right now, y'all need to go and get your testosterone levels checked, because that's another way of self-improvement. But with that being said, tell me what you guys think. If you like it, if you don't like it, disagree or agree with me, I'm gonna catch y'all later. It's your boy Radical. Peace.